Hey guys, who are you?
I'm Sean Nosgang from K2.
I'm Sebastian Garrett from K2 as well. We're here to show you some K2 Black Point today.
What is Black Point?
So Black Point is one of the subset offerings that we have around our K2 Black Pearl platform. Basically, it's SharePoint workflow with no code.
And what's the difference, Black Point, Black Pearl? I'm a big fan of Black Pearl. What is the difference between these?
So Black Point is a technology specifically focused around extending the workflow capabilities of SharePoint. One of the cool capabilities, or one of the cool things about Black Point, is that it comes in a lot less expensive than Black Pearl, but you're getting all of the same SharePoint functionality that you would get with the Black Pearl platform.
Pretty cool. Let's take a look. You mind?
Yeah, let's take a look.
All right, so what I have over here is I've just taken one of the standard InfoPath form templates. It's a travel request. All I've got in this InfoPath form is one view of the form. So a user's going to go through and submit this travel request. And what we're going to do is we're going to use K2 to create some workflow around this form and route this form to a manager for his approval. And he'll be able to either approve or decline this travel request. And we'll go through and do some other things.
This is a very popular scenario where we try to show SharePoint and InfoPath together.
100%. Very popular scenario. And I've just used one of the standard InfoPath templates. All I've done is I've taken that and I've actually published it into my SharePoint environment here. So you'll see at the top, I have my travel request. And we've published that into our SharePoint form library.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to launch one of the tools. This tool is called the K2 Studio. This is our design environment inside K2 Black Point. And what this is an office-style designer that allows us very quickly, easily, and rapidly to create these workflow processes. So basically, the project system behind this, it's very similar to Visual Studio. You have a solution that has projects, and then you have different processes that you can create. A nice thing about this Black Point environment is for first-time users, it has these step-by-step guides that we can very easily go through and create our first workflow process without knowing anything about K2. In my scenario, all I'm going to do is I'm going to come in and I'm going to create a new K2 project here. It's just going to ask me somewhere to save it, and I'm just going to give it a name. So I'm just going to call it our travel request. Basically, when I come in and I want to add a new process, what it does, it asks me what type of process would I like to start off with. So I could have a blank K2 process, I could have a process that interacts with InfoPath, or I could do some things around SharePoint, so some SharePoint documents or something like that. In this case, because I've already got an InfoPath form published in there, I'm just going to select the InfoPath template and give this a name called Travel Request. When I click on Create, what it's going to do, it's going to ask me, well, whereabouts are these different InfoPath forms located? It could be on a network location or in a SharePoint form library. All I'm going to do is I'm going to use that one that I've already published into my SharePoint form library. So you'll see here on the bottom left, it's actually loading my project item. And inside this white design space here, it'll actually launch me my blank design canvas where I can go through and build up this workflow process. K2 is built on a number of these different wizards, so it makes it easy for people to go through and very quickly and easily configure these different things. So I have a number of these different wizards to accomplish different tasks. Maybe if I want to go through and create different SharePoint sites and workspaces, or maybe create a list item, or maybe upload documents, or maybe publish something to the record center, they're all available through these different events that I have on the left-hand side. I'm going to show you some extensibility that we have a bit later, but for the moment, what I'd like to do is I'd like to start off this process from that InfoPath form. So down the left here, I have something that we call the process helper, and if I actually expand this, we can go through and see all of the different form libraries that I have on my SharePoint environment, and here's that travel request form that I have, and K2 is very aware of those two different views that we have inside that InfoPath form.
Oh, cool. You went basically to the site collection, pick up the sites. Within the sites, you look for the lists and look for lists that have the InfoPath templates in them, right?
100%, yeah.
Very cool.
Okay. So in order to start off this process from my InfoPath form, normally you'd have to go through and do a whole lot of wiring behind the scenes.
You think?
K2 Black Point makes it very easy. And to start off this process from that InfoPath form, basically all I need to do is drag and drop this onto my start icon. What you'll see here is it will add some subtext for me, and behind the scenes, K2 Black Point has already wired up all of that for me to go through and start off this workflow.
Uh-uh. All right, now that's impressive. So I don't think everybody really caught the beauty there, especially anybody if you haven't gone through building SharePoint and InfoPath before, is that you typically the steps would be that you would create the workflow, you need to create the association form, and you would need to create the also route the form, and there's a bit more work in there to figure out which form. So you dragged a You dragged it from the left into the shape, and you're already wired up.
100%.
That's impressive.
Cool. All right, so the next step of this process is once my user's filled in this new travel request, what I want to do is I want to route this task to a specific manager inside the organization, and I want to assign them a task for them to either approve or decline this travel request.
Okay.
So exactly in the same way, what I'm going to do is I'm going to select the manager approval view, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to drag and drop this onto my design canvas, and what this is going to do, it's going to launch me a wizard that's going to ask me a bit more information about what I want to do at this step of the process. So the first thing is we have a concept of something called actions. What I'm going to do inside here is I'm going to put in two actions, and I'm going to put in one as approved, and I'm going to add another action in as declined. We have a number of different options that we can select at the bottom here. I'm just going to use the default ones out of the box. But maybe, for example, if I wanted to update this form and then go away and come back to it later, I can do things like that. But I'm just going to select the standard, approved, and declined. What I'm going to do in another cool feature about K2 Black Points is I don't want to hard code any of these actions inside my InfoPath form. So I want to tell K2 to automatically surface these actions into my InfoPath form. And by selecting these ellipses here, what I can actually do is I can come down, and K2 is already very aware of all of the fields inside that InfoPath form. I have one of the fields called Manager Approval, and by selecting that, what K2 is going to do is going to surface these approved and declined actions into that InfoPath form and allow my manager to either approve or decline this.
Oh, wow. So using SharePoint Designer, this is actually a little bit more involved, and there's a few more steps involved to be able to figure out which property that you actually wanted. And you know, with the visual designer going back to pick, it makes things a lot easier too.
100%. The beautiful thing with this as well is that you've got context-sensitive tasks. So if we had 5 or 6 views in here, each with a different set of actions that are appropriate, you would then be able to have a context-sensitive set of actions for each task. So if I was at step 1, I would get the task associated with step 1. If I was at step 5, I'd have the action associated with step 5. So it's very, very intuitive and requires a lot less editing of forms and details in the background as well.
Pretty cool.
It also means that nothing's actually ever hard-coded into your graphic user interface. It's all dynamically surfaced straight into there for you. So you never have to go back and change your graphic user interface, which in this case is InfoPath.
Pretty cool.
All right. The cool thing about these templates is they're all built on the Windows Presentation Foundation, so I can go through, I can see different previews and that type of thing. All I'm going to do is I'm going to click on Next, and K2 is clever enough to realize that that field in my InfoPath form is not currently a drop-down control, it's currently just a text box. So it's saying to me, hey Sean, do you want me to go through and do you want me to actually change that into a drop-down list box? I'm going to say, yes I do. And basically all it's going to ask me for now is it's going to ask me, well, which user would you like to approve or decline this travel request? So basically, if I select on Add here, K2 has support for a number of different types of users. We can do roles, we can do groups of users, or maybe a specific user. But in certain circumstances, what we'd like to do is make it completely dynamic. So in a real-world scenario, anyone in my organization can actually fill in a travel request. So basically, what I want to do is I want to reroute that task to their direct reporting manager. So what I'm going to do here is I'm actually going to come in, I'm going to click these 3 ellipses. Just to show you the different user browsers, I could go through and I could actually browse my Active Directory structure or my SharePoint users and select any of them, or I could go through and actually create some groups or maybe even some specific roles. I just expand that to show you what it looks like. That's bringing back all my different users. Again, in this scenario, I want K2 to automatically go away and go pick up my user's direct reporting manager. So using my context browser, we have the context of someone called an originator or someone who starts off the process, and I'm just going to ask K2 to find out who that user's manager is, and by clicking Add, K2 will do all the work behind the scenes for me.
Wow.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to click on Finish here, and basically this will be all my configuration steps done. So I'm just going to reposition this, and what I'm going to do is I can do a number of different things. I could set escalation, so I could do redirects to different users if this task isn't completed in a certain amount of time. I could fire email reminders. I could do all of that type of thing. I'm just going to leave it pretty stock standard for the moment and draw out the rest of this process for us.
Okay.
All right. So again, this environment and this design canvas is completely interactive. All I'm going to do is I'm going to draw lines between these different activities. And now all I have to do is create some steps if this is either approved or declined. Some cool thing about this design canvas is we support things like inking. Inking, so for example, if I actually draw an M on the design canvas, an M relates to my mail wizard, and it will automatically really launch my mail wizard for me.
Wow, a new use for the tablet, right?
There we go. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through and configure this email event. I'm just going to call this send declined notification. It's going to ask me who do I want to send this email from. So basically by clicking on this context browser, I have a number of different fields. And here I already have an email address from. I could actually create these, but it's just going to send it from blackpoint@k2demo.local, which is my domain on this machine. The cool thing about this is if you have multiple different environments, I could go through and I could switch through development, production, testing, anything like that, and all of that's all taken care of for me. So I'll just select that, and basically in here, I want to send the email to the originator or the person who submitted this travel request to let them know if it's either been approved or declined. Okay, so I'll just put in here declined travel request. And what I want to do is I want to actually pop in the subject, the name of the person who submitted this travel request. So again, what I can do is break down into my InfoPath form and pick up any dynamic fields from that InfoPath form, and I'll just select the user's name that they actually filled in. All right. If I click on next, I can actually send plain or HTML emails, and I'll just say in here, hi, whoever the user was, and I'll just put in your travel request has been declined. Sorry.
How polite.
Take two black points. Perfect. Let's rearrange that so it'll look a bit better. I'll go through and click next and finish. Basically, that's already configured for me. I'll just give it a name. And basically, all I need to do is reposition this somewhere and draw up that line onto that block. And that's all done. Okay, maybe to show you some of the other things we can do, I mean, we have rich integration into the full SharePoint environment, but basically just to show you some of the extensibility, maybe if this travel request is approved, maybe I want to go through and connect maybe to a web service or maybe to a WCF endpoint where I can go through and perhaps send an SMS message to the person to let them know the travel's all good.
Okay.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I actually have a web service already set up. All this web service does, it accepts two values, a mobile number and a message. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through and actually add a reference to this web service. So I'm going to go in and select add. This will launch me a wizard where I can go through and put in the details of the reference that I'd like to add. In this case, it's just a web reference. And all I'm going to do is I'm actually going to go through and just copy and paste the WSEL for this web service. I'll just select that. And all I'll do is I'll just call it SMS. If I go through and just discover that, and then all I'm going to do is add it, you'll notice that it's added that reference for me there. And now, without any writing a single line of code, I can consume and use this through my reference event. I'll launch it up, and I'm just going to call this send SMS. I click on next. I'm going to go through and add a constructor. So again, I'm going to add a link into that newly added reference. And I'll just page down into that constructor. And I'll click on finish. And now all I'm going to do, I'm going to go through and add in that send an SMS method. So you'll see it'll browse through all the different methods that I actually have. And here it is, send SMS, and I just need to pass it a to and a message.
Okay.
All right. In this case, what I'll do is I can actually sign dynamic values into here. For the sake of this demo, I'm just going to hard code in my UK mobile number so you can see it come through. But in a real world scenario, this could be whatever the employee's mobile number is. And I'll just put in here, I'll put in, hi, your travel request has been approved. And then we'll put in here Bon Voyage. Okay. Cool. Clicking on next and going through and finish and finish. I already consumed and used that web service that I already have in my organization. I'll just give it a nice name, put in send SMS, and join up these lines. Simple as that. Without a single line of code, we've actually built up and created a workflow process using InfoPath. We've gone through, we've done some mails. We haven't done too much with SharePoint libraries or lists or that type of thing. That's very easily achieved. And I've just shown you the extensibility of how we can connect to either WCF endpoints or to any web services that we have.
That is just amazing. Okay, so I got to ask, how much does this thing cost?
Beautiful thing about K2 BlackPoint is all of this functionality comes in at a starting point of about $5,000 US, compared to Black Pearl, which would come in at about $100,000 US as a starting point.
Wow! So you can avoid like all the development ramp up costs and the complexity stuff just by just using $5,000 investment, and that'll save you a lot of, that'll pay for itself quick.
100%.
And that's one of the reasons I wanted to get you all on camera. This is really cool.
Now, one of the beautiful things with this as well, Sean briefly touched on it when he spoke about the reference wizard and the technologies we're looking at here. All of this is built around a project infrastructure that is identical in K2 BlackPearl. In fact, K2 BlackPoint is a subset of K2 BlackPearl's capability, which means when it comes time to upgrade to the higher feature set within K2 BlackPearl, no investment is lost in terms of solutions or applications that have been built around the product.
Pretty cool. Guys, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Excellent.